Betsy, do you know what your team's record is?
The Bears or my fantasy football team?
The
My
Bears.
fantasy football team's doing better.
Yeah, that's
Not significantly better, but better.
but a little better.
I think our record is the exact inverse of your record.
Oh, so you'd be 1-5?
I think that sounds right.
Wait, have you had a bye yet?
No.
Oh, so 1-6?
Yeah, probably.
Yikes.
You know what? We're consistent.
That's
And I
true.
think there's something to be said for consistency.
There's a lot to be said for consistency.
Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race. We're the tortoise, not the hare.
That how it works in the NFL also?
Not well. I think
So
that my team can show you that.
that's true. Well, the
Yeah.
good news is you are not yet statistically eliminated from the playoffs.
Which is a joke. We were statistic. We should have been eliminated the day the season started.
Hi, everybody out there. I'm Matt,
And I'm Betsy.
and this is Guy Talks.
And girl rolls her eyes.
And this week we're talking about football, and we're talking about football for a very important reason because tonight,
Is a big night.
on Monday Night Football,
The one and only.
the Bears and the Vikings go head to head.
It's an exciting day in our office because no one else cares that there is even a Monday night football game today except for me and Matt.
That's right.
All the Packer fans are in mourning from their 1-point loss yesterday.
That makes me giggle.
Makes me so happy.
So Betsy and I got to come into the office this morning and celebrate the Packers loss, and we did that by wearing our team's shirts.
Correct.
You can see a picture of us going fisticuffs on the Instagram.
I don't know what that means.
That's this when you get
Oh.
your fists up.
Oh,
We're
you
going
also will
head
see
to head.
a really funny picture of Matt's face because he makes this weird face.
Well, you got to make the weird old man face when you do fisticuffs, because that's like old-timey boxing.
Oh.
With like the big curly mustaches. The same guys who lift barbells with big round ball weights on the end, and the guys who ride bicycles with giant front wheels. Those are the same guys that do fisticuffs with lots of mustache wax.
You mean the same men who wear adult jerseys and an Oxford underneath them? A button-down Oxford shirt underneath them?
That's true. I did choose to class up my jersey
You really did.
with a button-down Oxford chambray.
That's right.
So I'm excited. I'll be watching this game tonight with great anticipation and a bit of anxiety.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you,
As a
Betsy.
loyal Bears fan, I can tell you have very little to be anxious about. Jay Cutler is starting again, so I'm going to tune into the game, but probably be doing something else during the entire thing because I don't have a lot of hope for it.
You don't want to miss it though, because there's going to be lots of those great Grumpy Cutler moments.
Which I do really like. As
Yeah.
you know, my fantasy football team is called the Grumpy Cutlers because
Yes.
that man, more than any other man I've ever met, does not show any positive emotion.
No,
I
he's.
bet the second his child was born, that's the face he made. The grumpy face. The same one he makes when he actually helps score a touchdown.
Just walks to the sideline and puts a scowl on his face.
All the time. If you Google Jay, I've done this. If you Google Jay Cutler and click the images button, every single one of them is a scowling, grumpy face. I don't even know how it's possible.
He's like the grouchy cat of
He's
the NFL.
got like, yes! He's got like resting grump face.
Resting grump face, that's good.
Yeah.
That should be your team name next year.
No, my team name next year, fingers crossed, is the Cut Cutlers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Boy, they really need to. It'll cost them so much money.
No, it will only cost them $2 million, which is a lot of money in normal people.
Right, but not in NFL speak.
Not after we've paid him $76.8 million or
Good
whatever we've
Lord.
paid him.
That's amazing.
Someone did not take an economics class in that
No.
management office.
Someone was sure that this guy was the franchise, and
Yeah.
sadly, no.
Hopefully the statistician behind all of that also was cut from the team.
Yeah.
A new one hired.
So here's why I'm going in tonight with some anxiety. Number one, the Vikings are having a really good season, and
A
as a loyal
historically good season.
I mean, in my lifetime, we have gone 15-1,
Well, you're on
and
track.
then blown it. I mean, we've had some good seasons. We haven't had the kind of history over the last 10 to 15 years that the Packers had, or the Patriots certainly, or anything.
Right.
Approaching like greatness.
But
we've had a few good seasons.
You're not the Chicago Cubs of the NFL
no,
either.
No.
You haven't went 108 years.
No, certainly not. But I've been a Vikings fan long enough to know that when things go this well early in the season, you should not get smug.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Your quarterback has not even been with you all season.
I know.
Which is hard for me because I actually watch the Vikings in addition to the Bears because I'm a big Teddy Bridgewater fan.
Yeah, you're on Team Teddy.
Teddy Monster and I, good friends in my mind. We've never actually met, but I feel like we'd be good friends.
I think he would like you.
I think he would.
Yeah.
I really do. Hopefully, once we get rid of Cutler, maybe Teddy Monster will become Teddy Bear.
Well, we've talked about
that.
That
was a good one.
That was really good. That would be a huge move for both the Vikings and the Bears. So if any members of the front office staff of either of our teams are listeners.
Which probably is happening.
Almost certainly.
Clearly.
At the top levels of most organizations, people are tuning in.
Right.
We're just going to say, just think about it.
The top level of our own organization does not tune in.
The top level of my household doesn't even tune in.
No.
But I think that could be a cool move. Chime in out there, Vikings and Bears fans, or just any football fans. Let us know what you think about that particular move. I think it could be something to think about.
I think it could be, too. And I've always actually really wanted a Teddy Bridgewater shirt, but it's hard for me to do. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, you could pull off purple.
Well, clearly I could pull off purple. I mean, I did pull off purple on the day the Vikings played the Packers. I came decked down all purple.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
Which was great.
So here's what's nice about the rivalry that Betsy and I have. One, we are both transplant fans living in the heart of cheese country.
Correct.
So we have a common enemy, which allows us to not have a lot of animosity towards one another.
No.
However, our teams do obviously play each other twice a year.
Correct.
And so we have the joy that we get to experience tonight of going head to head and talking smack to each other.
Right.
But also, neither of us is such an insane diehard football fan that if our team loses, we're going to like fuss about it for a long time. Like Packer fans.
Like
do.
All the Packer fans in our office
oh
every week, which makes my heart happy on those weeks.
It is really fun.
I do have to say, yesterday I was in the Pick and Save in Shorewood, and there's an elevator, you know, which everyone's heard me complain about before, and I will continue to complain about that.
Early episode reference.
Right, early episode reference.
International Foods, episode 4?
I have no idea, but it's impressive to me that you just made up that number like you know.
Yeah, 3.
You have no idea. But I was in the elevator yesterday, and I was standing in the very back of the elevator, and a man gets on the elevator, and he's wearing a Bears, like, zip-up hoodie thing, and I got really excited. And there were two other people on the elevator, and both of them were, of course, wearing Packers clothing, because it's Sunday, and that's, you know, like a second religion in Wisconsin. And so I am not wearing anything that denotes what team I follow, which I realized later was my problem. Mm. So this Bears fan gets on the elevator.
Yeah.
And is like facing outward so he can't see me. And I said, so are you excited for that loss coming up on Monday night? And he looked at me and he gave me the weirdest look. And then he said, look, I know my season ended before it even started. And I said, I know that too. And I'm totally okay with it.
But then, so this whole time, he just is sure you're a Packers fan a jerk.
I never clarified to him because I didn't actually think about it until well after the fact that I was not wearing anything that said, don't worry, I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
I also know we stink and we're pretty much starting a high school team every Sunday.
So that guy walked out of the elevator like, stupid Packer fans.
Yeah, he for sure was not saying nice things about me. I felt really bad. I almost tried to look for him in the grocery store, but then I thought that was a little step too far.
Just chase him down in the bread aisle. Wait, I'm a Bears fan.
Sir, look at my...
I lived in Chicago for a period of time.
I grew up there. It's in my blood.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So that man now hates me. But I was just trying to like share that, hey, we're both Bear fans.
You know what I hope happens?
Living in Wisconsin.
What I hope happens, and it's the kind of thing that would totally happen to you, is that the next time you're in the Pick and Save elevator, dude's going to be there.
He's going to for sure be there. And he's going to be there with like his wife or something or his kids. And he's going to talk about me and I'm going to get really uncomfortable.
That's really funny.
Yeah, he's totally going to see me again.
So we haven't, I guess, officially said this out loud yet, but we're doing a very special version of our episode this time around.
Yeah.
It's a two-part episode. We're breaking the episode in half.
Well, not two parts for them, just two parts for us.
Well, there'll be an obvious dividing line.
What will it be?
Maybe I'll put a little song in there.
Oh, you'll either put the Skol Viking song or the Bear Down Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Good.
So the first part of this episode is being recorded prior to the game, if you didn't pick that up from contextual clues.
It is Monday during the day.
Yeah, it's Monday afternoon right now. So tonight we'll go home and obviously watch the game. I'll watch the whole game. Betsy will likely watch 2/3 of the game and then go to bed. But
yes, because I can't stay awake that long. It's not possible.
But then tomorrow or the next time we get an opportunity, which I think will be in Arizona.
Or tomorrow here.
Or tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow morning perhaps we'll be in the office. We will record the second half of the episode in which we will recount how amazing / terrible the game was.
Yes.
So let's make some predictions, Betsy.
Okay.
So first of all, put the scores aside. We'll save those, but I do want your score predictions.
Okay.
First, predict for me one crazy thing you think will happen during the game.
Crazy thing that will happen during the game. Well, I would have said our backup quarterback will break his arm, but that happened last week. So, and then our other quarterback,
our backup
did okay. And then it turns out our backup is actually our tight end. So really? I'm going to go with something happens to Jay Cutler and our backup quarterback, whose name I'm forgetting right now. So then Zach Miller, our tight end, will somehow become the quarterback in the game.
That's a great prediction. And it almost sounds like you're hoping that happens,
too. I kind of
am.
You're
just like wishing bad things on Jay
Cutler.
At
this point, I just want... I don't ever wish anything bad on anybody, but maybe he'll get like the sniffles.
Not even like a severe ankle sprain?
No, I mean...
I don't think that's a mean thing to wish on
someone. He's already dealing with like a thumb issue.
Yeah.
Which feels like it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Well, it is on his throwing thumb, isn't it?
His throwing hand?
Well, and specifically, it's his throwing thumb.
I mean, I don't know. I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, I really don't know either. Well, I love that prediction. I think that's great.
I'm going to just go for it. At this point, my season is shot, so I might as well just go big.
Yeah, I like that. My prediction is, and this is also along the lines of wishful thinking, that the Vikings defense will score... not one, not two, but three touchdowns. And in fact, all of our touchdowns tonight.
Oh.
I think we will not score any touchdowns on offense, but rather
on defense.
Three defensive touchdowns is my prediction tonight. And I hope that it's three pick sixes for Cutler.
You do hope that.
I have a selfish reason for that prediction.
Okay.
Because
what is it?
In fantasy football, the only player I have remaining to play is the Vikings defense against Chicago. And I am behind my opponent, Olga, who is dominating our league.
Todd's wife.
I'm behind her by over 20 points.
Okay.
So I need the Vikings.
A good defense.
I need a scoring defense tonight to have any shot. It would be crazy, but the Vikings have already done it twice this year, not scored three touchdowns,
right,
but have put up over 20 points in our league twice already this year. So
now,
it could happen.
Now, I am in a sort of similar situation.
Yeah.
Now, ironically, I am starting the Bears defense tonight because
that's both ironic and
a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The defense teams that were left were the Bears were by far the best choice.
Right.
So I just, you know what? I thought I am loyal, clearly. I have Alshon Jeffrey on my team, so I'm going to take it and hope he does well. I do have Zach Miller, although I'm not starting him in favor of Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Because I'd rather start him, being a Vikings player. And I got the Bears defense. So I am nothing if not loyal.
What's really fun about this is
And I
that,
know you're not supposed to play fantasy football with your heart, but it's really hard for me not to.
Yeah. Unless you are a Patriots fan, in which case, go ahead.
Well, I'm not a Patriots fan.
No, thank goodness. Otherwise, we would not be very good friends.
No. I would not even like myself.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me.
I like nice people.
Right.
This makes it extra fun, though, because it's almost like we're going against each other in both worlds, the real football game and the meta-level fantasy football game.
Well, and I'm playing...
We're really on opposite sides in all of this.
And I'm playing Todd's brother. So you're playing Todd's wife, and I'm playing Todd's brother.
Yeah.
And I am also behind, like, 25 points, maybe.
Yeah.
But I still have three players.
Yeah,
so I have my defense, I have Kyle Rudolph, and I have Alshon Jeffrey.
You have a much better shot. Here, I would like to just put it out there. We could both be winners if Kyle Rudolph has a huge night.
Yes.
And the Bears play a terrible, terrible game.
Okay, well, first of all, we both know both of those things are probably going to happen. And second of all, I don't even know if anybody in my family even watches the games anymore.
Oh, really?
I mean, I do. Just,
they're at that point where they're that sad about it?
They're just...
They're checked out.
I feel like...
Or are they just caught up in Cubs mania?
No. My family's not Cubs fans. My sister is. My sister's a Cubs fan.
But isn't her husband a Sox fan?
Yes. Did you see that post that I showed you the other day? She put a Cubs collar on their dog.
Yeah.
And Joe said, you have to throw that out. And then he was like, not Teddy, the collar. You can keep Teddy. Their dog's also name is Teddy.
Right.
Yeah. No, there's some... My mom says she's a Cubs fan, too.
Yeah.
But I don't really think that's true.
My wife says she is right now, too. But she's just...
I don't know.
She's just excited.
I think my brother and my brother-in-law are both Sox fans. And my dad is a Cardinals fan.
Her dad used to root for the Cubs. I think that's why she's...
Feels she some
jumps
sort of,
on the wagon right
yeah.
now.
I don't, as you know. People keep asking me because they know that I lived in Chicago and I'm from the suburbs. And, like, I, you know, I'm very Chicago loyal in a lot of ways. Not to baseball.
Just give that a big old Chicago size, who cares?
Yeah. Like, the only reason I go to baseball games is clearly for the beer and for the pizza and the hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's what I go for. Games are so long.
Yeah, I'm a Twins fan. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Where there's not a lot to get excited about generally. And we live in a city where the local option is the Brewers, which haven't offered much.
I do tell people I'm a Brewers fan. I have a hat and everything.
I think you used the adjective cute the other day to describe your fandom. Because they're cute. I like the Brewers because they're cute.
The logo's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to football. Let's make some predictions.
Okay.
Just like we're NFL analysts on the TV.
Okay.
So, Betsy, who are you taking in tonight's matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears?
Well, since we both can't take the Minnesota Vikings, I will take the Chicago Bears.
Well, we both can. They do it all the time on the TV.
Well, I don't want to. That seems unfair to my team.
Okay, great. So you're picking the Bears, and what do you predict the score will be?
I predict the score will be 17-15. Oh. I'm going low scoring game.
15?
Yeah.
That's an interesting, okay.
I just randomly picked numbers.
Well, it's likely we are going to get a safety, so that's not totally crazy.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and pick the Minnesota Vikings, who are statistically favored by a lot.
By every human being on Earth.
Which is partly what makes me nervous, although I heard a guy on the radio this morning, Chicago Sports Radio, say, you know, typically when everybody's betting on one team, it's smart to put a bet on the other team because it's the NFL and crazy things happen. And he said, but, you know, frankly, sometimes the line is set for a reason because the better team shows up and they play better and they win. It's like, probably this is one of those times. So I'm going to go ahead and pick my team.
Okay.
And I'm going to predict that we win by a score of 21-7.
Okay. Well, that's not very generous of you.
But potentially accurate. So we'll see how it turns out. Whoever is right will get to talk about it in the next half of the episode.
That's right.
Do you have any final things to say to your team before the game starts? Obviously, they're going to be listening.
Clearly.
I'm going to try to get this live before kickoff.
Before kickoff.
No, just kidding, because I'm going to edit them together. Well, either way. Just put it out there in the ether.
Here's what I would like to say. Boys, show up to the game tonight. Don't bring your high school counterparts that you've been bringing for the last couple of weeks, because although that is a really nice charitable program we've started there, you're all getting paid huge sums of money.
Yeah.
So maybe you can just play a good game and win. No, you know what? You don't even have to win. I don't even need you to win. I just need Deion Sanders. That's his name? Reggie Sanders? What's his name? The announcer. Which one of you is the announcer?
Wow. Deion Sanders?
Did I just make that up?
Yeah, I think you did.
Is it Reggie Sanders is the announcer? One of them is an announcer right now.
I have no idea.
Okay, well.
I don't know who the Monday Night Football announcers are off the top of my head.
One of them is the announcer, and he said a couple weeks ago when the Bears were playing, they're not as bad as everyone thinks they are. Sometimes they just make mistakes. And so I would like you to just not make so many mistakes.
That's solid encouragement for your team. So I would like to say to the Vikings, you lost last week, and it was kind of ugly.
Yeah.
So I would like you to come back angry. I would like you to come back angry at the Bears. Blame them for what happened in Philly, because
we did not have anything to do with that.
Indirectly, it's their fault. So show up angry and let them have it. Skol Vikings.
Bear down, Chicago. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
I knew I'd get you to sing on this podcast.
One time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you after the game.